Don't worry. You've had a lot on your mind. How's things at the shelter and with Mr. Cobb? She groaned. Oh, he's just a friend, and I think the shelter is doing pretty good. Jennifer's divorce should be coming through soon. Her caseworker is getting her training for jobs and her own place to live with the children. Has her ex tried to contact her again? Morgan asked, picking Noah up and patting his little back. Sort of. She rubbed the knees of her stretchy jeans. She wasn't a jeans kind of person, opting for a more relaxed material, but these were 80% spandex, so they felt more like leggings than jeans. He came to the shelter and tried to force his way in. He cursed at me and offered to pound my face in. If Blake hadn't shown up to bring me some coffee, I would have gone batshit crazy on the man. Blake brought you coffee? Morgan blinked. But you're not dating. I told you, he's my friend. He's a really great guy, but there's no chemistry there. Morgan snorted, and Noah started cooing. Does he know that? Yes. He's asked me out, and I told him I just wanted to be friends. He'd taken it well, said they could do things as friends. So, what did he think of the new hair color? Morgan giggled. Lexi slid her fingers into her curls self-consciously. He stared at it for a while, but then said since I'm walking around with a rainbow on my head, that meant there had to be a pot of gold nearby. She sighed. So I said the pot of gold was the rest of me under the rainbow. Morgan laughed and put a yawning Noah in his crib. You know, that's really true. You're a treasure. Lexi grinned. You say the nicest things. Besides, I didn't think of Blake at all when I colored my hair. I think it's beautiful. All those bright colors blending to create a rainbow of curls. I might do that one of these days, Morgan said as she turned back to her. Hopefully, it'll look half as good on me as it does on you. You rock it, and the tattoos and your clothes just give you that whole sexy badass look. Lexi rolled her eyes. I sleep in Pokemon underwear and a Dragon Ball Z tank top. I said you rock the look, not that you were an actual badass. You're nicer than anyone I've ever met. I love you, Morgan. You're my sister, and I'm so happy you found Tor. Morgan's eyes took on a soft glow. Thanks. I have a feeling one of these days you'll find the man meant for you, too. She wasn't too worried, though her urge to have a family had grown since watching Morgan with Noah. She'd always known she wanted what her parents had, a solid relationship, and then all the babies in the world. In her parents' case, they'd only been able to have Lexi, but they'd given her so much love. And the charities they volunteered for all over the world put them around children who needed someone to love them. They gave their love freely to all little ones. Lexi would love to give her parents grandchildren so they could share more of their unending love. It's time to head back to the shelter. Taking the morning off to hang out here and see my baby Noah was awesome, but now I have to check on Jennifer and see about a new lady they are bringing me. Something told her today was going to be one of those unforgettable days, and she couldn't figure out why. Chapter 2. Lexi got back to the shelter past lunchtime and headed straight for her office. There, she found one of the counselors reading through Jennifer's file. Hey, Julissa, what's going on? Julissa was older, with a stern air of command, but was a sweetheart when it came to Lexi and anyone living at the shelter. Hi, Lexi. I'm wondering if there's something in Jennifer's file regarding the children's paternal grandparents and their rights. Lexi frowned and switched the black leather flat boots for a pair of black UGG boots her mom had sent for her birthday. It matched her long-sleeved top, but were more comfortable than the previous shoes. I don't think there was anything in court about that. I know they can request visitation, but I don't believe they have. She nodded. Okay, I didn't think so. Today, a couple showed up wanting to see Jennifer and the children. Obviously,